That was Ella Prather on the piano, and looking forward to many more tonight that you'll be able to enjoy. And really, tonight is all about a thank you to the church. And I just want to say publicly, I appreciate Pastor allowing us to have our Pilots Convention. And the time that we get tonight is to hammer out all the nerves, all the things that they are just, they're ready, but yet at the same time, there's things that need to be worked on here and there. As we get closer to Pilots. So tonight, first of all, just want to say thank you to a lot of volunteers. I have a meeting on Wednesday when a bunch of other judges come in, and we fill over 100 slots between judges and proctors over 2 days. And so just kind of gives you an idea of what happens here in a very short amount of time over our Pilots Convention. And so tonight, instead of me talking about all the benefits of what Pilots does, and I generally give an opening line about all of that, tonight I'd like to start off with a video from a few that were a part of Pilots years gone by.
Hello, Faith Baptist family. This is Amanda McClure from Titanic. I know a lot of you are excited and probably nervous about Pilots coming up this week.
Pilots Convention was one of my favorite weeks of the year, every year. It was also one of my least favorite weeks because I would get so nervous.
And I just want to give a personal testimony on what Pilots meant to me over the years.
I'm Brianna Hansen. I'm currently living in Rochester, Minnesota. And Pilots Convention has been such a big help to me in my adult life.
In my current faith life, I don't necessarily get to apply the actual skills that I learned in platform or arts and crafts or even music to the extent that I would like, but it gave me a good foundation for the things I do currently, like running a house, budgeting time and finances, teaching my kids on a daily basis, and having weekly Bible studies with those who are lost or newly saved. If I didn't take the time to prepare for these things, the consequences would be much worse than not placing in an event. So budget your time and strive for excellence over perfection.
I think that the biggest thing I've learned now looking back is I've learned to be more thankful. There's not many times that don't go by where I don't reflect on Pilots Convention, but really Faith Baptist Academy, Faith Baptist Church, the people of Faith Baptist Church, and what an investment they had in my life.
When I was competing in Pilots or doing the Sunday Night Pilots program and I had to get in front of everyone, I was scared to death. But when I taught school, Pilots was really helpful because I had that experience of getting up in front of people, and so teaching didn't scare me so much.
It's good for you to try something. It's good for all of us to get up and try something and maybe fail, and no one likes to do that. But let me say this, even if you get up and do an event this week and it turns out to be a disaster, you don't place, that's not a failure. Failure is when you don't even try. So the fact that you got up, that you did something, or you entered something, you tried something, that's success.
I want to say thank you to Brother Harold Horman for being patient enough to take a seventh grade boy and sit him down in his garage and try to help him with a metalworking project. I can't believe you did that.
In fact, the things that I'm most proud of from Pilots are not the things where I entered and I won first place. The things that I'm most proud of are the events I entered that were new to me, that were difficult, where I knew I wasn't going to win for sure, maybe not even place, but I just did it to push myself and stretch myself. And those are what I'm most proud of. So it's not about, yes, we all like to win, but it's not just about winning. It's about pushing yourself to the best of your ability.
But thank you to the people of Faith Baptist Church that made all of that possible for a boy like me, and now I get to go and use it to try to serve the Lord a little bit better. So thank you.
Then the whole idea behind that video was just, again, to thank you. But have you noticed two of those are missionaries, and the other two, one serving a church in Minnesota, the other up at Northwest, and they're not paid staff or anything like that. They're just using the talents God gave them in a local church. And that's exactly what we hope Pilots to be, is to use those talents and abilities. One of the joys this year, though, is to have one of our own who's not only been a part of Pilots, graduated from our school, went to church here, but now is the first to come and preach Pilots. And Brother Ben will be doing that. It'll be the first one we've had ever do that. So I'm excited about that. The other side of the coin is those that get ready for Pilots and are currently in Pilots. And so down in Bethel, Bethel Baptist School down in Mississippi, they have a video, and they would like us to see. It's their Pilots night tonight as well, so we could watch that.
Preparedness.
Independent Baptist philosophy. Leadership.
Organization.
Training.
Servitude. Pilots has helped me with responsibility and organization. It has given me confidence to speak in front of a crowd.
If I were a rabbit, someone would cut off my foot to bring good luck. What is the matter with you, Nut?
It has helped me build confidence in the Lord and ministry.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Cut! What kind of performance was that? We're never going to win Pilots.
It has helped me really come out of my shell and to be able to meet new people.
Pilots Convention, an event to teach, train, and prepare young people for their futures, creating opportunities and providing training to help mold them into the young adults God intends them to be. Pastor, teachers, church members, and parents alike, pulling together in the same direction with the intention of training future Sunday school teachers, bus captains, church music leaders, and involved church members. We hope you will enjoy a sampling of the students' efforts tonight as they prepare to use their talents for the Lord.
Amen. They're going to make their way down, and while they do, I just want to say publicly thank you to Mrs. Prather for all the work that she does over the years. As you've been here, many will know it has been challenging at times for sure, but to see the work and even the tears tonight for the hard work that's paid off, and they've done a wonderful job. I appreciate all she does, and not just Mrs. Prather, others that come in and work with instrumental groups or singing groups or anything like that here at the school and church. It's a great joy. Well, our first event, entering the male trio event, singing Lord, I'm Thankful, are Josiah Johnson, Alex Luco, and Aaron Prather.
Trials felt like a detour that went on for miles. But standing here now looking back, I can say, Lord, I'm thankful. Some storms I thought I would never survive, but here I am standing so strong and alive. The darkness is past and the morning is bright, and I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound. Every beat of my heart wants to pound. I'm thankful, Lord, I'm thankful.
I battled giants of failure and fear, shadows of doubt when my hope wasn't clear. But all along, Lord, you were hovering. And I'm thankful. All the sins of my past were a thundering roar that echoed the guilt that I could not ignore. But it's nailed to a cross and I hear it no more. And I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound. Every beat of my heart wants to pound. I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
On Wednesday, we have tests of math calculations, junior and senior high, written spelling, even a history challenge that takes place that first day of convention. And the top 10 who place in the spelling, then they, from their test, they move on to a oral competition on Thursday. FBA also, we have an academic bowl. We are the champions last year. And this year in the academic bowl is McKenna Angel. And she'll be her categories, if you will. They enter two categories per person. It's in English and history are her strengths. Timmy Ashley in math and science. Akira Horry in math and English. And then Sarah Rodriguez. I don't know if you can see them all, if they're standing or not. They're kind of, maybe there they are. All right. Sarah Rodriguez in history and science. I can see the first place already for academic bowl. All right. They can give them a round of applause. Absolutely. The highest award given is an award called CAP. And in order to receive CAP, you must place in our five categories. Christian living is one, platform, music, arts and crafts, and then academics. And so not an easy thing to do, but these individuals have qualified for CAP. We're hoping they place as Caitlin Adams, Christian Adams, Kenna Angel, Nellie Angel, Timmy Ashley, Ben Ballesteros, Jeb Bragg, Kara Bragg, Kamen Gray, Jasmine Notke, Aaron Prather, Ella Prather, Sarah Rodriguez, Lydia Thomason, and Joey Tarks. I hope you got a chance to go out into the foyer, if you haven't, maybe after church, to look at some of the things of the arts and crafts, as well as the things that were written. Some entries are there as well. And in some of the early writing, it actually gets sent off. Our school is one of the judges for it, and then two other schools that judge the early entry writing. And then it gets brought back here, and we take the scores from those three judges. But in some of the early entry things is Ben Ballesteros, Kira Horry, Lydia Thomason. They have written essays. Caitlin Adams, Kara Bragg, Kamen Gray, Sarah Rodriguez. They have written short stories. And Christian Adams, McKenna Angel, Sarah Rodriguez have written poetry entries. Please take time again to read those in the foyer. Looking forward to myself getting a chance to read some of those. The Girls Small Ensemble hopes a place in pilot singing one day.
Justified freely forever. One the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonders will say, my beloved one bringing. Glorious Savior is Jesus, is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. Oh glorious day. Oh glorious day. Oh glorious day. Oh glorious day.
And now WFBA presents the radio program entry, I Am Not Ashamed, done by Kara Bragg, Leah Bragg, Elise Catterman, Elijah Thomason, and Malachi Thomason.
Welcome back to WWJD Radio. In the day in which we live, it is becoming crucial that we as Christians take a stand for our Lord. April 20th, 1999. Started out like any other day. Little did we all know that this day would not be easily forgotten. It's been almost 25 years since the tragic shooting at Columbine High. Many lives were changed that day due to the loss of loved ones. Others were changed by one simple word. Yes. The final word heard from young Casey Brunell.
Cassie, Chris, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Coming.
What is taking your sister so long?
She's probably still painting that barn of hers. I'm kidding. She'll be down in just a minute. She was up super late doing a project for school.
I can tell. She left a mess in my kitchen.
Gotta go, Mom. See you tonight.
Love you. Have a good day at school. Good morning, sunshine. I was beginning to think I was going to have to drag you out of bed.
Sorry, Mom. It was a late night.
I packed your breakfast to go.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
And don't you forget it. Bye, Cass. I love you.
Love you too, Mom. Hey, Cassie, wait up.
Hey, guys.
Did you finish the project for science?
Yeah, but I had to stay up all night working on it. Mr. Jones better give me an A.
What do you say we call it a group project?
Seth, did you seriously not do your project? You know that's worth a quarter of our grade.
I was going to do it, but I didn't have time. My house in Minecraft wasn't going to build itself.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
What are y'all talking about?
Seth, not doing homework. Again.
No surprise there.
Hey.
Are we still planning to meet in the library after second period?
We'll be there.
What is the assignment we have to work on so Seth can copy our answers?
Work smarter, not harder, right?
Just how do you think you're going to graduate college that way?
Please. We all know Seth won't make it into any college.
Hey, you wait. I'm a man of many talents.
Anyway, see you in a bit.
This is going to be epic.
Dude, what is that?
It's a carbine rifle. Took it from my dad's safe.
Sweet. Did you set the bombs?
I dropped the bags in the cafeteria.
No one is going to see this coming.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Something's wrong. The bombs aren't detonating.
Beats me. Guess we'll just have to compensate for them.
Let's hit the library next.
Did you guys hear that?
Probably some stupid senior prank.
Everyone, get down! Hide! Get out of the tables!
Mrs. Nielsen, is everything okay?
Brian, shot! Everyone get down and stay quiet, please!
Get up, get up! We know you're in here. Fine, I'll start shooting anyway.
Thank you.
What do we have here?
She's praying. Do you believe in God?
One simple word that spoke volumes. When confronted with death, Cassie Bernal stared evil in the face and acknowledged that Jesus was the Lord of her life. Two boys filled with anger and wickedness rampaged Columbine High that day. Many victims were asked of their faith in God, while others were killed based off mere opportunity. Such evil cannot be explained, but the courage exampled to us by young Cassie is unforgettable. How many times do we back down in cowardice from proclaiming the name of Jesus, yet our circumstances are not life-threatening? What happens to our courage and boldness for the Lord? Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Purpose in your heart today to have the same boldness as Cassie did and stand up for Jesus. Please join us next week on WWJD Radio.
Right. Into the next one. To shepherds, Christian Adams, Aaron Prather, and their shepherd friends, hear about Christ's birth from the angels in their puppet presentation, The Shepherds.
This is a story about some shepherds.
Oh, can I play the part of a shepherd?
No, you'll just mess up.
Oh, please, I'll be good.
Okay, it was night. One of the shepherds was on guard.
On guard, put up your sword.
No, he was guarding the sheep.
Oh, hup, two, three, hup, two, three.
Anyway, while he was watching the flock,
rub-a-dub-dub. Scrub, scrub, scrub.
What are you doing?
Just like you said, I'm washing my socks.
No, I said watching the flock.
Oops, sorry. At least my socks are clean. Now.
Anyway, while he was watching the sheep, an angel appeared.
Who's there?
And a great light shined all around.
That's just the moon.
No, the shepherd had never seen anything like it. All the shepherds woke up.
Go back to sleep, guys. It's just an angel.
But they were afraid. The angel said to them, "Fear not."
Easy for you to say.
I bring you good tidings.
Good tidings?
Good tidings of great joy for all people.
All right, great joy for all people.
No, the angel said great joy. The angel continued, saying, "This day in the city of David."
The city of David? Just a second.
What are you doing?
Looking for the city of David on Google Maps.
The name of the town was Bethlehem. It was the town where King David was born.
Nope, no Bethlehem either. See?
Sydney, this is a map of Antarctica. There's no Bethlehem there. There's no shepherds here either.
Help! Police! Somebody kidnapped the shepherds.
The shepherds were okay. They were outside Bethlehem listening to the angels saying, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born."
In a little tiny boat.
What boat?
How can a sailor be born without a boat?
I said Savior. This was the one God promised would come to save the people from their sins.
A sailor couldn't do that.
"You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
It's not nice to be lying to a stranger.
Lying in a manger. A manger was a feeding trough for animals. You wouldn't expect to find a baby there.
Unless he was feeding
All of a sudden, a great host of heavenly beings appeared, saying, "Glory to God in the highest." And when the angels left, you know what the shepherds did?
Went back to bed.
Would you go to bed after all that?
No, I'd probably be hungry for lamb chops.
Let us, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem."
Everybody
and
on the bus.
See the thing which has come to pass.
Everybody on the bus.
They didn't have buses back then.
No buses? How are we going to get there?
The shepherds walked.
Walk? I'd rather ride a sheep.
They didn't mind, because they were going to see the Savior.
As you can tell, they're not quite ready for, that's what tonight's all about, is to get some of that out of there. I don't know, I hope they get it before Wednesday happens, that's for sure. They kept asking to put scripts back there, and we have different heads over, and platform is Miss Tawny said, "Nope, not happening, guys," so had to have it down. Performing their miscellaneous duet are seventh graders Logan Luco and Jorge Luna playing "A Shelter in the Time of Storm." In Let It Shine, her illustrated story, Olivia Hayman teaches the importance of a Christian being a light in the world.
Good morning, boys and girls. Now today we are going to be learning about something very exciting. How many of you guys know the song Let It Shine? Most of you do. It's one of my favorite songs. And it kind of fits with what we're learning about today. We are learning about shining our light for Jesus. In John 9:5 it says, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When Jesus came to the world, our world was spiritually dark. But he says in John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So what he's saying in that verse is, I came to the world so that you do not have to live in darkness anymore. How many of you guys are afraid of the dark? I'm afraid of the dark. I do not like the dark. But sometimes if I'm going to go outside or I can't find something, I grab my handy dandy flashlight. I love my flashlight. It helps me see where I'm going and it lights the path in front of me. It just makes me feel a lot less scared. Now this flashlight is going to represent Jesus. Did you know that Jesus also wants us to be lights to the world too? He does. He says in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men. Now, I have this mirror, and this mirror is going to represent all the Christians in the world who are living a clean life. When a Christian is living a clean life, do you think people are going to be able to see the light of Jesus through them? Let's find out. I'm going to take this flashlight, and I'm going to shine it onto the mirror. We're going to see what happens. Do you see that? That's what happens when a Christian is living a good, clean life. People are able to see the light of Jesus shining through them. Now, there is a sad part. There's something that wants to keep us from being good lights to the world, and that's sin. Sin will dampen our spiritual light. So I'm going to take this black crayon, and I'm going to draw all over my mirror. So when a Christian has sin in their life, people aren't able to see the light of Jesus through them. So let's say you lied to your parents, or maybe you took a piece of candy without asking. Oh no, you said a bad word. And I'm going to take this flashlight, I'm going to shine it onto the mirror again. I don't see anything, do you? When a Christian is living a sinful life and living in sin, people aren't able to see the light of Jesus shining through them. And that's why it's so important that we keep our lives clean and pure. Boys and girls, you are about to get picked up by your parents. I encourage you to think about how you can be a clean light this week.
Arts and crafts includes craftsmanship entries. Some of those you saw, hopefully, there, woodwork and metalworking. Pen and ink, some other categories, paintings, graphic design, photography, practical arts such as flower arranging, sewing, and baking. These students have spent a lot of time on those projects, and again, I hope you get some time to go in the foyer and look at them. Some of the various arts and crafts, like these young people to come up, is Lydia Thomason, Ashley Munoz, Cayman Gray, Gabriel Munoz, and Chelsea Johnson. If we could have a few lights. Just going to go down the list or down the row here and ask you guys a couple of questions about maybe you've had out in the crowd, you've had some questions about what they are and how long maybe it took them or a few things about the art or craft they have. So Lydia, I can tell that it's a flag. Okay, I got that. But did you see this from somewhere? Was this online or something? Where did you get the idea from?
Well, I got the idea was just in my head. But my grandma, my mom's mom, had made these kinds of quilts for us when we were born, so that's how I got the pattern for it.
How long did it take you for the quilt?
A lot of hours.
What's a lot of hours?
I don't know exactly, but it was a lot.
A lot of hours. Well, good job on her quilt. We hope she does well. All right, over to Ashley, and she has a painting. Am I correct? Oil acrylic, okay. So let me ask you, did you get the idea from somewhere else, or was this your original idea?
YouTube.
There you go. Fix-It things and YouTube for paintings. Apparently that's why. How many different paint colors did you use on your painting?
I think I used five.
Five different. And how long did it take you?
2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months it took her to or for her painting. And so we're looking forward to see how well you do in pilot. So we'll go to Cayman then next. And Cayman, this is a picture, obviously, out in, is it the ocean?
Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan. Were you doing some fishing?
No, we were just hanging out there.
Just hanging out on Lake Michigan. Caught a good picture, that's for sure. Was this sunset, sunrise, what was it?
It was sunset.
Sunset. Well, good job on your picture as well. Go over here to Mr. Gabriel. And Gabriel, what do we have here?
We have a nightstand.
A nightstand. Now, I understand in this category in woodworking, there are certain things you can and can't do. Is that correct? So give us a little idea of some things when making this woodworking that you cannot or can or cannot do.
The project all has to be wood, but you can use nails, screws, and hinges that are metal.
Okay, does it have to be a certain size or within certain limitations?
It can't be. It just has to be in the limit of 36 by 36 by 36 inches.
Okay, and the weight, how much can it weigh or not weigh?
I do not know if there's a limit.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know that one. All right, it's 40 pounds, just so you know. That is what it is. I know what it is. So Mrs. Thomason didn't know what it is. I know what it is. All right, and the last one, Chelsea. All right, Chelsea, what do we have here?
A stockknit tote bag.
A tote bag. All right, now did you get the idea from somewhere, or was this your own idea?
I got from Pinterest.
I was afraid you were going to say your dad. I'm glad that is. That was not the case. I was glad that some Pinterest. All right. How many different yarn? Is that what it is? Is that what they would? Okay. How many different color patterns or colors are there?
There's three different colors.
Three different colors. And, of course, seventh grade. So good job. Round of applause to all those in our arts and crafts. Good job. The next category is music. It consists of vocal, instrumental, some solos, large ensembles. Besides choir, each participant sings in a small musical group. Each student also, if they're not an instrumental group, they are, could be in platform. We require them to be in those main categories as far as platform and music for sure. And also those in instrumental events such as brass, string, woodwind, and piano. Entering the woodwind duet category, playing All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, are Sarah Rodriguez and Sophie Thomason. Just want to say it's never easy to stand up there. Those who play an instrument, to get up and play, bring up an instrument when it hasn't been tuned or anything. And I just want to say good job, ladies. You did a good job on that as well. Akira Hori hopes to win in poetry recitation, quoting Alfred Lord Tennyson's Charge of the Light Brigade.
Half a league, onward, all in the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade! Charge for the guns, he said. Into the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade! Was there a man dismayed? Not, though the soldier knew someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply. Theirs not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die. Into the valley of death rode the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell. Boldly they rode and well. Into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. Flashed all their sabers bare, flashed as they turned in air, sabering the gunners there, charging an army, while all the world wondered. Plunged in the battery smoke, right through the line they broke. Cossack and Russian reeled from the saber stroke, shattered and sundered. Then they rode back, but not the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon behind them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell. While horse and hero fell, they that had rode so well came through the jaws of death, back from the mouth of hell. All that was left of them, left of 600. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Light Brigade, noble 600.
Playing her violin in entry, I Will Sing, and her final pilot is Kenna Angel. platform includes events such as monologues and dialogues, speeches, preaching, illustrated story, and many of these, of course, we hope one day will be something they can use in their local churches down the road. The female quartet of Kara Bragg, Libby Gardner, Trinity Jameson, and Quinn Monkowski will be singing More Than Wonderful. job, ladies. As we conclude tonight, we are going to hear from our choir. Just have one quick announcement, though, before they come up. I do need to have a proctor's meeting with my proctors just right over here in this section as soon as we conclude tonight. And so as we end this evening, we'll hear from our choir.
Before death, before the first. I don't really know what to say. You to find fault with these kids. I tell you something. I work just as hard on keeping some of you adults straight as I do these kids. That's truth. That's not just a funny statement. They're not perfect. But I love them deeply. I sit and listen. I have to project 10 years down the road. Hope you all are still singing Forever King 10 years from now. It's late, and y'all been sitting a while, so I'm going to be just brief. Right? No, seriously. You compete to win, right? You don't enter to lose. You compete to win. Nothing wrong with that. Whether it's volleyball, basketball, or band, a famous speech, poem, singing, playing an instrument, you compete to win. But if I could encourage you tonight in one area of your life, to lose. And that's based on what Jesus said in Matthew 16:25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Young people, you have one life to lose. One life. And the Lord wants you to lose it. The Lord doesn't want to, not talking about being a failure academically. He's not talking about being a failure when it comes to your character, your work ethic. He's talking about losing when it comes to what you want. And surrendering to what He wants. Jesus is talking to his disciples about the results of surrendering their lives for his sake. Everyone has a life. And most people who are normal, they want to find joy and satisfaction and fulfillment and happiness in their life. And most people frame their life in a way to make sure they find all those enjoyments. But in doing so, they make a big mistake because Jesus said, if you frame your life to bring yourself joy and satisfaction and fulfillment and happiness, you're never going to find it. You'll never find it. In order to have those enjoyments in your life, you have to surrender. You have to lose. You have to lose yourself to Jesus and give it up to Him, and you'll find all that you originally had hoped to enjoy. That's the truth he's teaching in this verse. Most New Testament principles can be found illustrated in an Old Testament story. And the Old Testament story that best illustrates this New Testament principle about losing to win. Losing to win is the story that's well known about Elisha. When God sent him to Zarephath, where there was a widow. And when Elijah got there, the widow was out gathering sticks. And Elijah, I'm gathering sticks. I'm going to take these two sticks in. I'm going to make a fire. I've got enough meal. I've got enough oil for one cake. My son and I are going to eat it, and then we're going to die. One cake. One. Elijah asked her for a drink of water. She's on her way to get it. And then he said, oh, by the way, make me a cake first. Well, she's only got enough meal and oil for one cake. If she makes it for Elijah, she's got to lose her cake. So what the Lord asked her to do through Elijah was give your cake away. One cake. Give it away. But he promised her, if you'll do that, the Lord God of Israel has said you'll have enough oil in your cruse, enough meal in your barrel, you and your family will eat many days. So that lady had a decision to make as she walked into that little, probably very modest house. And here her son is, his ribs probably showing from starvation. She's got enough oil and meal to make one little cake. She puts it on the fire that she's made with the sticks that she gathered out in the yard. And the whole time she's thinking, am I going to give my one cake away? Represented her life. The time came when the cake was made, and she had to make the decision. Am I going to lose this cake, or am I going to keep it? You understand that if she had kept her cake, she and her boy would have eaten and died. But by losing her cake, by losing it, look what she gained. She didn't just feed herself. She didn't just feed her son. She fed her household. She fed other people. And that's all I want to say to you tonight. You lose to win. You lose to win. This is the only area in life that I can think of where you actually win by losing. Jesus said, if you save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life, for my sake, you'll find it. And the sooner in life you lose, the sooner you win. That's simple. It's not easy to do. Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father in heaven, I thank you for this just wonderful evening. My heart is full. I've enjoyed and been blessed by not just the music and all the talent, but Lord, the Spirit. The countenances on 98% of these young people just spoke highly, Lord, of their excitement about doing this and doing it for you. Lord, I do pray that you'll penetrate, your Spirit will help penetrate through the humanity that all of us possess. Help us to see, Lord, that we need to lose to win. And it's not just for teenagers. It's for every person in this room, elementary school kids, young adults, middle-aged and beyond. Lord, help us to lose our life for your sake, knowing that you promised we would find it. That's our thought tonight. That's the truth. The sooner you lose it, the sooner you will win. We'll have just a brief invitation. Anybody, that's for anybody that would want to come. You don't have to come tonight. The sooner you lose it, the sooner you win. That's not just for teenagers, that's for adults, that's for everyone.